Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious dreams of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us. Because, Father, we need his guidance. We need him to open our hearts and minds so that we have a deeper understanding of this, your word, and the truth in which it will bring to each of us according to the need that we have. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this service this morning, and we ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're going to be working this morning with Exodus chapter 14. I was aiming to change this. I was reading it last night. I was reading it again this morning. I thought this morning, well, I need to change that. And I even had another place in mind to go to. The Lord said, no. Keep it with Exodus 14. So, he's got somebody he's wanting to hear. Well, we begin here with verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pharaoh, between Magdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon. Before it shall you encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us. And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, besides Taharath, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift up thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, and upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, there remaineth not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses, and may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now may the Holy Spirit come forth to share with you and I some things that the Lord wants us to see from the reading of this his word. And once again, we give praise, honor, and glory unto the Lord our God in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We're going to back up here for just a little bit. But you know, we're seeing a lot of the same thing today that is here in this chapter 14. Not exactly the same way, but it amounts to the same thing. And it is bringing upon the people of our land a hardship that is really a hardship like they have never faced before. And yet there is more to come, because they will not listen unto the Lord our God. So we back up here and we see where the Lord was telling Moses what to tell the children, even where to encamp. Because you see, he had a plan. We don't understand all of the working of Almighty God all the time, and we don't need to. What we need is to know that he loves us and that he wants only the best for all of us. And the only way that you and I will ever receive that love and the things he has for us is if we will walk in his word and follow his commandments. Now, yes, there is a lot in the Old Testament that you and I can't live by. It was for that day, at that time, and most of them wasn't keeping it even then. They had a few good ones, yes. Abraham, Isaac, Jeremiah, Jacob, Moses, all walked and done what the Lord told them to do. Noah and his family did what God told them to do. They was a long time building that ark, but they did it. And they were saved, while the rest perished because they wanted to mock God. And we're seeing the same thing happening today. Now, they may not mock him in the same way that the Israelites were doing during the time that they had was on the journey, supposedly going to freedom. And you see, they were seeing miracle after miracle and still going against what God really that ask of them. He told them where to camp, and he had a reason for it. He knew how he was going to get them out of there. They didn't. And Pharaoh, his heart had been hardened, and he believed that he really had them cornered, and that he could destroy all of them. And that's what is actually happening in most of the world today. We have those out there that are after God's people, and they really believe that they can destroy us. But you know, God has a plan for each and every one of us that will walk with him and for him. We may not see it right now, because we see the things that are going on in the world. But we need to pull away from that and look up. Just as they camped, he placed a cloud and fire between them and the Egyptians to protect them. And he already had a way figured to save them. And a lot of times when we're reading the Bible, we don't really see some things that we should. You know, Pharaoh and the Egyptians had talked after they turned God's people loose, and they wanted to know why they had done it, because they had let them go, as we're told there in verse 5, and it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, "Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" All come back down to selfishness, wanting servants instead of wanting friends and neighbors, but they wanted servants. Now they're regretting letting them go. So Pharaoh put together quite an army. Just stop and think. 600 chariots. Most of those chariots in that day and time carried to 2 or 3 men aboard it. Now that's a lot of men right there, and that's a lot of chariots and horses. But yet, that wasn't all. Because he also brought in horsemen, just on horseback. It doesn't say how many of those. It just said he brought them in. Now, we're told that they had camped now, where God had told them to camp because they had nowhere else to go. But they wanted to begin talking against the Lord God and against Moses. And when they saw the Egyptians marching after them, they were afraid. They went crying out to the Lord, but yet they don't want to believe. And today, mankind sees a lot of the work of God out here, and you still can't get them in church. We have people out there that God has healed, through prayer. Yet, you can't get them to accept the fact that they need the Lord God and that they need to be in church. They need to be studying His Word and walking accordingly. They just don't do it. And this was a whole lot like the Israel was here. Now they go to Moses. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt. Well, we know they had some graves there because a lot of them had died. But hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? They were willing to go back and become slaves because they were afraid and they're not putting their trust in God, which is exactly what is happening all around you and I today. Mankind is not putting their trust in the Lord our God. Now, goes on here in 12, says, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone? I'm telling Moses this. Said, we told you in Egypt, let us alone. He got them loose. And they left with all of them pretty well off because they had taken things from the Egyptians, gold and silver and other things. They wasn't hurting, even wealth-wise. God had made things work out for them. But they're not satisfied. And it's because of fear. And that's exactly what the world is using today. Fear. With this virus going around. Is the virus real? Yes. Has it done all they're claiming it's done? No. It's done enough. But no, it has not done everything they claim that it's done. And they're still wanting to see how much longer and further they can push you and I today. Just like Pharaoh is doing here by following them into the wilderness. But they are so set on getting this one world government, and they want to know how hard will it be. And that's why we are being pushed like we are. But it's time that we wake up and stand upon the word of Almighty God, get out of fear, put our trust in Him, knowing He will care for us. And they can't do anything to you and I that are the children of God that God won't allow. And they might destroy our body and send it back to dirt, but they can't get rid of you and I. They get rid of this body, we'll go on back to be with the Lord Jesus. So we're not going to lose whatever happens. But most are walking in fear today. There are those that are still keeping their churches closed. There are those that still limit the number in there. They're still following exactly what man tells them to do instead of what God told them to do. They're not listening to God. They're listening to mankind. But we find here now in 13, they're hollering at Moses about this. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And that's exactly what we need to be doing today. We need to be standing in our churches today, standing in the Word of Almighty God in our lives, turning away from this world out here, putting our thoughts, our minds, and all in the kingdom. And if we do that, we'd be in standing in joy and knowing that the Lord still is in control, regardless of what is going on. Now, Moses said to the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever." Now, he knows this because God has told him. He's a man of God, and God is using him. And he has told him, you're not going to see them anymore. He hasn't told him how yet, but he's got his faith in God. We have been told today not to walk in fear, to walk in faith, and our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our way. He is our way of salvation. He is our way out of troubles. Because God will work through him, and the work will be carried to you and I by the Holy Spirit. So we have nothing really to fear. And we're not to fear. Because we are told in the New Testament, where there's fear, there's no faith. And yet, we are to walk by faith, and in the Spirit of Almighty God. We are to walk filled with that Spirit. That's our way of salvation. That's our way of freedom of the things of this world. We don't need to be tied up in things of this world. He says here in 14, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." That's what Moses is telling the people. Just as we are telling them today, he is still fighting for us. He's still there for whatever need we have, whether we are fighting a physical fight or a spiritual fight. The Lord is there on our side, and he will fight for us. Now, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Now, he tells them to go forward. They wonder, how are we going to do it? We got the sea there. We can't go forward. But the Lord also told Moses, "But lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it." What do you think the people would think today if we were standing down here at the Ohio River, no way to cross, and the Lord said, "Cross that," and tell you, "Take that rod there, stretch it out over that river." People would think you crazy. "Divided, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Now, there's something else that most don't pay any attention to. What kind of ground they going to walk on? Yeah, not muddy. Not full of puddles and things and muddy. But they going over on dry ground. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. He's letting Moses know they're going to follow you. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. They're going to know when I'm done that I am God. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind. Went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Now, got all of this to hold the Egyptians back while they get started across. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. Now he's got all of this held up all night long. Here in 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. We thought, and most, I did. I read this, I don't know how many times. But I never really paid any attention to how long that sea was held open. But it was all that night and made the sea dry land. That's why it was dry. That east wind blowing across it all night long. And the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. What miracles these people are seeing. And yet still complain, murmur, and walk and be in disbelief. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. Now, he's looking upon them. What's he doing? He's going to slow them down now. He's going to stop them. Because that's not part of his plan. They're going to slow them down so they don't catch up with Moses and Israel. And he took off their chariot wheels. 600 chariots, now they ain't got no wheel. Lord took all the wheels off. And they drove them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us free from the face of Israel. Now they're wanting to run back. They've done too far gone now. For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. They know now that the Lord is fighting for Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians. and upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. Now by stretching out his arm, he parted the sea. Now he's telling him to do the same thing to close it back. The people are seeing this, and they know that God is talking with Moses. And yet, even after getting through and seeing what all has happened, still on their journey, they're murmuring and complaining. And different times in that journey, they were willing to turn back and go back to Egypt into bondage because they wasn't putting their trust in God. And today we are doing the very same thing here in our land, a land that was first in the world in Christianity. And now we have fallen so far away in unbelief and in murmuring and in not wanting to walk with him because they're still looking to the things of the world out here and listening to that and to mankind instead of listening to God. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. He's getting rid of all of them. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaohs that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. He has destroyed them all. And Israel didn't have to do a thing. They just do as they were told. And today, God will fight for you and I against any enemy we have if we will put our faith and our trust in him and not go by the things of this world out here around us, nor listen to those in our government that is against the church, that is against the Lord Jesus Christ, and against God. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel. That's the way he saved them. That day, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. They seen all of this, and yet on their journey, they still murmur and complaining. And they are going to face a lot more yet to come because of their unbelief and because of their complaining and their murmuring, just like we today. If we would all come together, all that claims to be the children of God, if they would all come together as one, one in the Lord Jesus Christ, stand together and get our government changed and have our land repent, he'd heal our land, and our people would be walking in salvation again instead of all this mess that's going on. Now, And we'll close with this next verse. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. They did for that moment now. But all of us know that didn't keep up. Because we know of another time to where God took 23,000 of them because of their murmuring and complaining and walking from the Lord God and trying to follow after a gold calf. And today, they took Jesus out of our schools, out of every public place. They didn't want him, don't want us using his name in our prayers. And what are they following? They're following the ways of this world out here and mankind instead. And look what it's brought upon us. But you know, you and I, as the children of God, we can rejoice because we know that God is still in control. He is still saving his people. And he'll continue to save us. He'll make a way where even sometimes we don't see a way. But yet he will make a way. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. And Father, Jerusalem and Israel, they're not at peace, Father. They're not having much peace at all. Rockets falling every day somewhere in Israel. And Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more than that, Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, as their King of Kings and Lord of Lords, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. Now, Father, for our land, this land that has walked so far away, a land that has walked away, Father, with no excuse whatsoever. The church is set back, Father, and let just a few take Jesus out of this land. But Father, they are those that are still your children here, that still believe in your word, that still live by your word. Now, Father, give us strength. Strengthen our faith. We need that faith strong, Father, to a point of miracle-working faith. We need the gifts of the Spirit at work again in the church, Father. We know it's not dead. We know you're still healing. You're still using each and every gift. You told us you put them in the church. But, Father, we pray for all the churches today. Those, Father, that are walking, teaching things that are deceiving mankind, teaching things which they ought not. Father, we lift them up in prayer that they turn from those evil ways, that they repent of the deceit and turn back to the Lord Jesus Christ, putting their faith back in you, Father, knowing that you have the way already planned. Now, Father, help us. Help us to turn and to walk by your will, your way, and not ours, so that our land, Father, can be healed and put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, our prayer list, as each name is mentioned, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to touch that one. Bring about the infilling of whatever need they have, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy and Amy's friend Sue and Sue's family in Texas, Amy's husband Tom, Tom's friend Dennis, and Dennis's family in Oklahoma. For Amy and Tom's young son, Jacob, Father, use this young man. Use him greatly among the young people there in Texas. For Terry Coates, Father, and his brother-in-law, Mike, they both need a healing touch. Touch them, Father, in a mighty and great way. Make them whole, Father. Heal them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name. Dennis Breeden and his wife, Tina. Brothers in Christ. These men, Father, that all come from different walks of life. Father, when they come together, bring them together in one mind and one accord. And that being in Jesus. Pastor Smalls and the Glory Bound Church. Pastor Randy Johnson, Church of God of Brandenburg. For the Meade County General Baptist Church and the pastors there. Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay. Father, these churches, make them lighthouses, the community in which they stand. These pastors, Father, I pray they walk to where they can be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit to guide these churches along the pathway that you want them to travel. For Pastor Eric and his wife, Jackie, Father, you know what is needed there. We lift them up and put them in your hands. A little full gospel church of God there at Akron, Father, we pray for that church. We pray, Father, for you to keep one there, Father, that will fill it with the Holy Spirit and with the teaching of your word as written. Not only make it a lighthouse, but make it a place of refuge to where the lost walking in darkness can go and find light, and that light being Jesus. For Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barat Mishai, Father, these men walk in places to where, if they're found and caught, can mean imprisonment and death. For the Johnson family, for the Lee family, for the Branson family, for my wife's family, my family, for each family that will hear this message. Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to work with these families. Turn those that are not walking in salvation from their evil ways and turn them to the light, that light being Jesus, so that none be lost and all will find righteousness and the way of salvation so that they can make heaven their home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ throughout eternity. For Jimmy Embry, Baby Jalay, Sharon Mombillo, and her mother. For Sue, for Palins, for Casey Smith, for Kelly Smith and his wife, for Henry Krakow. Father, They all need a healing touch. Touch them with thy mighty hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember, walk with God throughout the rest of this day. He'll walk with you. And God willing, we can all be together again at 6 p.m. Eastern time this evening. Once again, we'll be back into His Word. So until then, have a great day. So long now.